Dawn of a warm summer day, a restless night passed. Suddenly a thumping on the side of the wagon sheeting with cries of roll out, roll out, often with unmentionable words added. This is the reveille of the plains with the performer, assistant wagon master, and the musical instruments, his lungs and a detached oxbow. T.S. Kinderdine, Overlander.
Yeehaw! Catch up, catch up! You mangy sons of Satan, stretch out, stretch out!
As I write, scenes of the old trail come flooding back, where the earth was like a Persian rug.
Running across that sea of grass were buffalo trails, worn deep, and scattered along were wallows, small lagoons of rainwater, like turquoise beads on a dark brown string.
Evening after evening, we watched the prairie sun go down, and the white stars above us. Then morning after morning, the wonder of the skies and the great land flaring into beauty.
So they come, these childhood memories, fragmentary and disconnected, life's loose beads with no straight string running through them.
Nothing happened special today. We met two families from Mexico, heading east to live, and several wagon trains.
Sometimes I filled my long skirt with buffalo chips as fuel for the evening's fire.
Our camp is on the Arkansas tonight. Its dark waters remind me of the muddy Mississippi. Time rolls on so fast, I can scarcely realize that we are 3 weeks out.
Mother's ardent admirer was Francis Aubrey, the famous wagon master. I thought anything that Captain Aubrey did was magical. Once, he made a willow whistle for my brother Will. This is the same Captain Aubrey who made the famous record ride on horseback, all the way from Santa Fe to Independence, Missouri, in less than 6 days, on a bet.
One who met Aubrey along the route said, "The rider only nodded as the dust flew in our faces."
Yeah!
My heart swells with pride that he was my friend.
There was always the mirage, a will-o'-the-wisp that beckoned and taunted. Sometimes it would look like a party of mounted Indians, and the women would begin counting their children. Sometimes it danced before us, disappearing only at sunset.
One night, I lingered to gather a white poppy that bloomed only at night, filling my arms with their fragrance. I saw how the tents had been turned into Japanese lanterns, and the night wind brought the sound of voices and laughter. Then I saw little mother standing outside calling for me. "Marion! Marion!" with an anxious note in her voice.